A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast episode number 109. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. Rudolph was born in Italy in 1905. 8 years later, the young boy emigrates to America. He was known to hang around the cabarets, running errands, picking up an odd job, sometimes washing a car. Rudolph was lazy, but very good-looking, had a cheerful personality, and people enjoyed his company. He was an amazing tango dancer. If times got unpleasant, his motto was, when walking through hell, just keep walking right through. He would never settle for anything less than everything, and was in constant search for that happy ending. It never came. The times, the 1920s, were a hedonistic escape from the horrors of the First World War. The most influential thing was the cinema. It was all about the jazz, the dancing, the bright young things in search of that glass slipper that could change their world. And Rudolph would be their great hero. Love-hungry women thought he was a darling. He's dancing the tango in the ballrooms and the cabarets. He meets dancer Gene Acker on a vaudeville tour and changes his name to Rudolph Valentino. He gets stranded in California when the tour he's on goes bust. It often happened, but he's near Hollywood and picks up some work as an extra for $5 a day. The directors, they quickly notice how the camera loves him. He photographed well. His big chance comes, the silent movie, The Four Horsemen. They were all silent back then, which was good since his English was weak. He now becomes famous as the gigolo of every woman's dreams. His picture, it's in every magazine, always photographed getting in or out of a limousine. Wherever he went, motorcycle cops cleared the streets ahead of him. When he went out in public, it was mass hysteria. Waving hands, crazy faces, clothes ripped away. I find it so sad that some of the most famous people of the past so quickly are forgotten, many quite unknown today. The movies he's best remembered for, The Sheik and The Son of the Sheik. He married and divorced several times, spent $1 million in 1920s money on a European trip. Now, remember, this is almost 100 years ago, and there were rumors. The Chicago Tribune calls him a pink powder puff, slang for gay. The first wife claims they never slept together. It all breaks his heart, and he tries to challenge the Chicago Tribune to a duel. The pressure on him, it becomes too much, and he falls apart in a suite in the Hotel Ambassador in New York. The doctors at first call it a gastric ulcer. It's not. It's appendicitis. By the time they operate, it's too late in this pre-antibiotic era. When he comes to, the first thing he asks is, did I behave like a powder puff? He fights the infection for 6 days. The hospital switchboard, it's swamped with calls, flowers coming from everywhere. Rudolph Valentino was only 31 when he died. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.